Brothers and sisters, firstly, I would like to say thanks for joining the campaign and your solidarity with us. Youths from different backgrounds and labor union leaders together initiated the Blood Money campaign. This campaign aimed to stop any investment related to Myanmar military and families of the military junta, and to cut off financial resources of the Myanmar military. To achieve these objectives, we need your support to demand your government and your corporate to stop all business relationship with Myanmar military, to freeze all revenue payments to Myanmar military until the time of democracy restoration in Myanmar. According to one credible source, since February 1 to till September 8, over 1,000 civilians have been murdered by inhumane, brutal and cruel Myanmar military. In actual, the number of fatalities is much higher than this number. Over 6,000 people have already arrested unlawfully under the current unjust legal system. Even today, around 40 civilians were murdered by Myanmar military in one village of Magwe region. Among these 40 villagers, some villagers are under 18 years old. Please imagine the feelings of their parents. Our young comrades are sacrificing their lives to abolish the dominance of military in Myanmar. Myanmar military junta has been committing human rights violations and crimes against humanity and also has been enjoying the impunity for their crimes. Myanmar junta had received and is currently receiving the needed funding from the state budget and military's associated international business to commit such acts openly and to purchase arms and ammunition. Myanmar Economic Holding Limited and Myanmar Economic Corporation are military-owned corporations in Myanmar, and they monopolize the country economy, especially in the import and export sector of the country. The profit from international business bankrolls to the junta was the reason why dictatorship lasted for more than 60 years in Myanmar. With this revenue, junta modernized the military and made sure his dominant role in politics. Myanmar military committed genocides and war crimes in every ethnic areas of the country. Among them, the Rohingya genocide is the one discussed a lot in international community. Now, military continues his brutal oppression and murder every who are against the coup. Impunity Myanmar military enjoy was one of the reasons why the civil war could not be stopped in Myanmar. We all need to try together to stop the ongoing injustice in Myanmar. Targeted sanction against Myanmar military, especially the financial base of Myanmar military, and stop bankrolling all payments to the illegal State Administration Council and SAC-run state-owned enterprise are new effective strategies to stop junta's crime of brutal killing and dictatorship. Myanmar people are fighting for restoration of democracy in Myanmar and abolishment of the military dictatorship. Continued payments to the junta is sponsoring to the human rights violations and extrajudicial killing of them in Myanmar. International companies must stop payments to Myanmar military immediately for protecting the lives and property of Myanmar people. If they don't stop such sponsorship, we demand that they have to divest from our land. They have to get out from our land. Total Chevron, such international cooperation must act compliance with the will of the Myanmar people. International community needs to stand with Myanmar people to defend democracy, justice, and human rights.